USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. President Biden says a drone strike over the weekend in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who became the leader of the terrorist group after the death of Osama bin Laden. Al-Zawahiri had a $25 billion bounty on his head, Biden adding that there were no civilian casualties. This as United States withdrew from Afghanistan in August of 2021. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Following allegations of misconduct in the FBI and DOJ's handling of the investigation into Hunter Biden, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking if verified information about criminal activities have been covered up.
The evidence that a special agent in charge by the name of Tebow was making decisions of what investigation should go ahead and which one should be stopped.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Grassley alleging evidence on Hunter Biden was improperly labeled as disinformation. The NFL has 3 days to decide whether it wants to appeal quarterback Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension. In a statement, the league saying it's reviewing the judge's decision. Watson was suspended by the league's disciplinary office for many cases of alleged sexual misconduct with massage therapists during appointments spanning over multiple years. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
President Biden's doctor says he's feeling well during his COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor sending out a memo saying Biden's latest COVID test remained positive and he's being closely monitored. Biden is again isolating and working remotely from the White House residence. In June, President Biden signed legislation into law that includes grants for states to implement so-called red flag laws to temporarily remove firearms from law-abiding individuals who could harm themselves or others. Appearing on Sunday night in America with Trey Gowdy, North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis explains how it still allows for due process.
If states choose to implement red flag laws, they have to fit within the contours of 2 pages of due process definitions in the bill if they ever want to have any chance of getting federal funding.
He says hopefully it will make other states with pre-existing red flag laws meet due process standards. Cities across the nation are continuing to see lower student enrollment post-pandemic. In Chicago, Chalmers School of Excellence principal Romani Crockett is concerned about what this means for his school.
When you lose kids, you lose resources. But when you lose resources, that impacts your ability to, you know, service kids, especially kids who have very high needs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.